This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Optimism for an Israeli ceasefire.
My hope is by next Monday.
U.S. Supreme Court considers social media interaction.
What's at stake is the business model for these social media platforms.
Government shutdown looms.
The deadline is pressing.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The latest word on a possible ceasefire in Gaza comes from President Biden as he made the rounds in New York
today. My national security advisor tells me that we're close. We're close. It's not done yet. And my hope is by next Monday, we'll have a ceasefire.
Negotiations are underway for a weeks-long ceasefire between Israel and Hamas to allow for the release of hostages being held in Gaza by the militant group in return for Israel releasing hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. It would allow also for hundreds of trucks to deliver desperately needed aid into Gaza every day. The Supreme Court is considering the content social media companies should be allowed to delete or block based on policy restrictions. CBS's Peter King.
The cases come from Republican-led Texas and Florida, which accuse sites like Facebook and YouTube of censoring conservative viewpoints. Florida Solicitor General Henry Whitaker.
They contend that they possess a broad First Amendment right to censor anything they host on their sites, even when doing so contradicts their own representations to consumers.
Paul D. Clement represents NetChoice.
The closer you look at Florida's law, the more problematic the First Amendment problems become.
The Texas and Florida cases are part of the fallout from the Twitter and Facebook bans on Donald Trump after the Capitol insurrection.
The U.S. government will run out of funding for several agencies, with a quarter shutting down this Friday if no agreement, followed by the other three quarters, including the Pentagon, closing next Friday. CBS's Scott McFarlane on the impact.
Military service members, federal workers have to worry about going without paychecks for some time. There are disruptions in federal programs, things like WIC, women, infants, and children nutritional support, SNAP, the supplemental nutritional assistance for those who need federal help to afford their food.
Prosecutors want to restrict what former President Trump can say in public in connection with next month's hush money criminal trial. CBS's Graham Cate says of the request from Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg.
It notes that Trump has been subjected to similar restrictions in other cases and cites a long history of Trump's public and inflammatory remarks about participants in other judicial proceedings.
A Trump campaign spokesperson says a gag order would infringe on Trump's right to free speech. The first U.S. spacecraft to land on the moon in more than 50 years will be mission over tomorrow, unable to recharge solar panels because it landed on its side. Stocks closed down on Wall Street. The Dow fell 62. NASDAQ slipped 21 points. Now this.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
NATO adds another member. CBS's Cammie McCormick with details.
Hungary's parliament officially approved Sweden's membership. That clears the last hurdle for Sweden and ends months of delays. It becomes the 32nd member of the alliance after abandoning its policy of non-alignment in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
In a protest over the war in Gaza, a U.S. airman has died after setting himself on fire outside of the Israeli embassy in Washington, D.C. and shouting "Free Palestine." Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryan.
It certainly is a tragic event. We do extend our condolences to the airman's family.
Hard to tell that it's February in some areas of the country. Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 degrees yesterday, and it has been well into the 60s in Denver, Des Moines, and here in Chicago.
Definitely not the weather we would expect in February. It's usually super snowy, freezing.
You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. The worst possible news in the search for an American couple who disappeared while taking a trip on their catamaran. Grenada Police Commissioner Don McKenzie says they believe Ralph Hendry and Kathy Brandel were hijacked by three escaped prisoners.
Information suggests that while traveling between Grenada and St. Vincent, they dispose of the occupants.
By throwing them overboard. The U.S. Transportation Department says it will allow Chinese airlines to boost the number of weekly flights to the U.S. to 50 from 35 starting March 31st. Don Henley takes the stand in New York, testifying that he never wanted his original handwritten lyrics to hit hits by the Eagles to become public. Henley says he gave biographer Ed Sanders access to the lyrics, but not possession of them, and bought back four pages of his own property to get them off the internet. A lawyer for one of the three men on trial for allegedly obscuring who owned the lyrics says Henley buying them shows he knew he did not own them anymore.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
A spoonful of sugar won't protect a classic film from censors in the UK, CBS's Monica Riggs.
Spoonful of sugar?
Mary Poppins just got its age rating raised by British censors because it features discriminatory language. The 1964 film has been reclassified from U, which stands for Universal, to PG for parental guidance. Apparently, there's a derogatory term in it that was originally used to refer to South African chimney sweeps. We won't mention it, but the Oxford English Dictionary refers to the term as archaic and offensive. It's said twice in the movie. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
JetBlue Airways and Spirit Airlines are urging a U.S. appeals court to let their merger take off. They're asking the court to overturn a judge's ruling that blocked their almost $4 billion merger at the Justice Department's request. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, February 26, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds, but none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.